I'm walking along the Lake Pontchartrain levee with Jeff Beasley, an LSU agronomist, to inspect the armoring material the Corps says can keep these huge mud walls from collapsing during a storm. It's grass. Now, really, the idea that grass can armor anything is hard to believe. I'm looking at the Bermuda grass. I pulled up some by its roots. I gotta tell you, why should I be so confident that this little piece of grass with these little narrow, shallow roots is gonna keep my house dry?
Think about it. You know how we reinforce concrete, we'll put rebar? That's kind of a little bit how the grass is working.
In fact, Hurricane Katrina showed the world why armoring the protected, or land side, of a levee is deadly serious business. When a storm surge overtops a levee, water rushing 20 to 25 feet down that protected side does so with the force of a river and can scour holes in the surface. If it digs past even a small patch of the armoring, in this case the grass, it can quickly eat away at the mud interior, causing a collapse. Bob Turner is an engineer and regional director of the local Flood Protection Authority.
You know, it's kind of like unraveling a sweater by, you know, pulling a string. You know, once you get rid of that grass at the bottom and, you know, you start eating into that soil, it just starts unraveling and coming apart.
Prior to Katrina, the grass armoring on some levees that were overtopped had not been properly maintained. Investigators said if those levees had not collapsed, the flooding in some parts of New Orleans that reached roof levels would only have been ankle deep. With that much riding on the grass doing its job, alarm bells went off at local flood authorities when they learned some of the Corps contractors were having trouble getting the stuff to grow on its new levees. Now, while locals may find it hard to believe anyone could have trouble growing grass in this subtropical climate, Beasley said levees and lawns are two different challenges.
Well, I think we have to go back to how you construct a levee. First of all, you're using clay. Then they're taking these, and then 6 inches, they're compressing it up, up, up. So you have now embankments, and you have compressed or compacted soil.
And there were other challenges. Salty spray from nearby lakes, periods of drought, and the blistering summer heat. In fact, Bermuda grass was chosen because it does well in all of those conditions. Those problems can be solved with fertilizing, watering, and constant monitoring. And sure enough, with Beasley's help, the levees are looking greener than ever. But he says, don't expect them to be perfect.
Now, do issues occur? 130 miles, when I talk to groups, I'm like, that's kind of going to the Isle of Manhattan and saying we don't want a pothole.
Beasley says with help and vigilance, the contractors and local authorities can help that Bermuda stand up to the challenge.
The grasses are one of those things that have to be managed. They're biological. The good news is most people have a front yard. They realize it's not that tough, but there are things you have to do.
And if they are done correctly and consistently, plain old Bermuda grass could help save lives and property when that superstorm comes. For WWNO In the Lens, I'm Bob Marshall.